the first person, first lesson. And you must accept it from the bona fide authority. One of our teachers is there. He says this thing. When a boy goes to him in primary school, the teacher teaches. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, or 2 into 2 is equal to 4. And the simple child accepts it. A teacher must be bona fide. He should not teach 2 and 2 is equal to 5. He should not teach that. He must be correct, bona fide teacher. And simple child accepts it. You understand? He never bothers. He should not bother at that stage. How is it? 2 and 2 is equal to 4. And why it is so? He should not bother at that stage.
Without faith and
No, this is initial stage, beginning, primary stage. That should be no bother. Accept the authority. You understand? When you make progress, when you will be elevated or promoted to higher classes, higher mathematics classes, then it will explain how it is for. You understand? Yes, not in the beginning class. Beginning, accept the authority. Yes. This is the process. This is the process.
Yes, that is very fast. You should accept it.
No, we cannot agree. We cannot accept it. It has existence.
No, it has existence.
How is it? How is it your success? I say that no, it is existence.
Existence means it has no definite place to exist.
No place.
No, it has no definite place.
It
exists, but not in a definite place.
It exists, that's all right.
That is, but it's not in a. He told us that it exists, but not in a definite place. It exists. But why it exists?
Why not? If you put a point here, it exists here.
No, it exists here only because we are using it. Because a dot, a bindu,
yes,
its definition is the bindu has no shape, no breadth also.
That's correct. It is so minute, so small.
In that matter, in this sense,
it has form, it has existence. There is some sort of length of breadth, but it's so minute. One cannot
imagine it.
Imagine, calculate.
Unless one is feeling. Without feeling.
But,
without feeling.
But it has its existence. Yes. One cannot say that no existence.
No existence means in this sense. I am not properly explaining to you that. But he just explained like this. So he first advised us to accept everything.
No, yes. We must accept everything. How? Provided it comes from the bona fide authority.
Yes.
Otherwise, you won't accept.
No, first he told, he advised us, if you accept and you respect that he is a bona fide person, whatever he may be,
One must know who is bona fide. First thing.
He is advising. You must
tell. We don't accept anything. One must know who is bona fide.
No, that is.
Then accept him. Otherwise, without knowing this, we should not accept everybody. How can we?
His advice is.
We never listen to his advice.
One should put faith. Faith is also the God.
Yes, we put faith in Supreme Lord Krishna. We put faith in his advice. We put faith in his bona fide representative. Yes. Sadhu, Shastra Guru. We put faith in it. Yes. But unless Sadhu or Guru is bona fide, we will never put faith in him. You understand? Yes. That must be first ascertained. Who is bona fide?
One should know who is bona fide when his grace will come. It is my condition.
Whose grace?
His Almighty grace. Unless
Supreme Lord's grace.
Supreme Lord's
grace. Yes, that's a fact.
Unless his grace,
Guru Krishna Krupate Pai Bhakti Lata Nita.
Yes. Life will vanish.
Krishna's Krupa will help you to meet Guru. Then Guru Krupa will help you to know Krishna. Yes, this is the process.
So I simply, I may be pardoned to ask you one thing, but that I personally speaking have entered the door of that to receive that grace.
That you can say.
That is why I have come to you. That is why, yes, because I don't know what I have.
If there is hunger in your stomach, so?
It is you to say. Whether it is no.
If you are hungry or not, okay, I say.
I am not speaking, I am speaking he. And he is you.
If you are hungry or not, you will say.
No,
how
yes.
can say I, that you are hungry?
That is the whole problem. Whether I am hungry or not.
Oh.
It is he to know. Because without his grace, without his power, and without him, not a single bread can...
That's a lie. But whether you are hungry or not, you don't know?
I am not knowing whether I am hungry or not.
You don't know? How is it?
This is the problem with me. It is a real problem with me. Though I am speaking this time that I am hungry, another time I am speaking there is some condition in my food. And another time I am speaking that I am sick. And this sort of dwindling this thought is called.
Because you have not accepted bona fide authority. You have not been properly taught. This is the reason. You understand?
Yes.
This is the only reason. There should be no confusion at all. There should be no dwindling for this position. One must be fixed. There must be from all doubts. Sansayatma minasyati. Gita says, dispel all your doubts. Free from all doubts. Otherwise you will perish. Sansayatma minasyati. In one hand, Krishna says this thing. Other hand, he says, Kanteha pratijanihi name bhakta pranasya.
How it will be why these two things can be cemented? How these things can be connected or cemented?
Why? Because it's connected with Krishna. Krishna is the connecting point. You understand? Accept Krishna. Have confidence in Krishna. You understand?
Then you think that it is he for by whom I have been brought here? That you
definitely.
It is his grace for which I
am. Yes, because you have some desire and Krishna sanctions that desire, fulfills that desire. Therefore we change. Yes.
But in our parents and living, there is this. If one should not accept more gurus, how it can be given by us?
What do you mean by more gurus?
Yes.
Why not more gurus?
Yes, I have been also in several times. But some...
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Abdhu said that he has 24 gurus. So what? Srimad Bhagavatam, you see, Vedic
scripture
is the sense of all Vedic scripture. Sarva Vedanta Sarang is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Mahapuram. Pramanam Amaram, spotless proof. So, why not? Why not? Many things. From him, you learn something, is your good. Yes. It's good. What is that? Why not many words?
That means I was thinking, if I go about this way, this, that way, that way, that way, by going this, that way, this, that way, without fixing my mind to one thing, I will be finished.
Yes. Therefore, one of our gurus needed, will guide you. Will guide you. You understand? Without guru, you may be wandering hither and thither and missing the end, destination. You understand? Yes. Therefore, guru is needed. That also has to say. No list of ones. There is no list of ones. No list of ones at all. Yes.
I may be allowed to translate.
Yes,
and I'll come to
before translating, you come here, spend some days here, listen to us. We have these courses here. This is Vaishnava philosophy. We are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? Come under the parampara, the complete success and culture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? So, how to know this philosophy?
Because it's not philosophy. I also translated Rama.
Yes, you are a Sanskrit Pandit, you do it that way.
And though there is some sort of behind me, some sort of advice and all these things, I follow you properly. Because it requires grace of Guru. And it requires a great guidance of Guru. The ways of grace, this grace, when you are not, then the then the strength of an atomic energy. One may acquire atomic energy, but without his grace, it will be too late.
That's why I said, one must accept shelter. At the lotus feet of the bona fide guru. So is the bona fide dependent, true dependent of Supreme Lord. And this Mahaprabhu's process, even Mahaprabhu's process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process, bona fide. And the only process now, current, in this world. You understand? So, Ananda Saraswati Pada said, Acharya Dharma, Paicharya Vishnu, Vicharya Tithani, Vicharya Veda, Vina Gaura Priya Pada Seva, Vedādi dusrāpta follow the mantra. You see? You understand? Yes, you are fine with people. Vīnā gaura priya pāda seva. You are thinking. You may do all these things. It's cute life. It's all cute life. Good life. You understand? That is the first equation. Yes. Thank you.
No. 2 nights ago you were saying how the Diksha Guru, he gives Sambandha Gyan. And he fixes one's leg in the spiritual world. Is that correct?
In the land of Vrindavan.
In the land of Vrindavan.
Yes.
So I was wondering, some devotees just say this, that if one's Diksha Guru falls down, then the Diksha process, can that be continued by the Sambandha Gyan from Srila Prabhupada's books?
No. Diksha Guru has a responsibility. You understand? It is said, if
disciple goes to hell. So guru has such responsibility. He should go to hell to deliver his disciple. But the disciple should be very cautious. Why shall I drag my guru to the hell? He is so merciful to me. I wasn't going. So many species of life, revolving the cycle of birth and death. I was put in a dark well. You understand? The material existence is compared to a dark well. Vahanda kumpam. You understand? So, he is so kind, so merciful. He is lifting me out of that dark hole, bringing me into the light. They jogging, spending gallons of spiritual blood. It's not an easy task to take one conditioned soul out of Maya's port, Durga Devi's port. You see, you are imprisoned. Baddha jeev, conditioned soul, imprisoned, jail. Prison house, isn't it? Material world, prison house of Durga Devi. You are imprisoned here. But Gurudev, spiritual master, is so kind. He is taking out. Let me deliver one soul from here, from this prison house. Then, for this act, he has to exhort a lot. He has to spend gallons of spiritual blood. You should understand this thing. You understand?
Yes.
And this is not one-sided act. This is reciprocal. You understand? Guru has come from the land of Krishna, very dear to Krishna. Nikunja yuvanu ratikedi siddhi. Guru Vastaka, you chant this thing, isn't it? It's so dear. So he has come from that land with a rope. Do you know what is that rope?
No.
You know, this is Krishna Prema Bhakti Sutra. Sutra means rope. Krishna Prema Bhakti. Do you understand? That is sutra, that is rope. One end of that rope is tied to the lotus feet of Krishna. And the other end, Guru has in his hand. And he comes down from that land, this material world, and he puts that rope into the dark well. You are there in the dark well. And says, "Yo, Mr. X, get hold of this rope. Pull tightly. No slackness should be there. I'll pull you out." You understand? Your business is to catch it up very tightly, no slackness. This rope is strictly the instruction of Guru. And then Guru can pull you out. You understand? Is there the slightest disobedience? Slightest slackness, then you'll fall down. Guru exerted so much. You made him exert so much. But you fell down. What a great soul there is to the Guru. You get? Don't you think it? Can't you think it? You should be conscious of this. But we have no such consciousness. You understand me? So this is reciprocal. It's not one-sided.
So, Somebody body says if you follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, he is so powerful that he can also pull you.
Yes. You follow the instruction of Krishna. He is all powerful, almighty. Okay?
The Diksha Guru falls down, does that mean it was never really Diksha Guru? It was never really Guru. You were never really initiated.
Why will it fall down? It is really Guru. Tell me.
Well, he's connected with Krishna.
Why will it fall down?
Because he's not connected with Krishna properly.
If someone has developed real prayer towards Krishna, how can he be attracted towards Maya? Answer my question. Maya saw ugly. Oh, spit at him. Spit at her. Jana Sarya says, thinking of that life, sex life. Nukha vikruta nishthivanancha. Like that. What is speak doing? Well, this is test. You understand? My Guru Maharaj says, you have to face the test. You understand? Shivaji was educated seeing the Mohini form of the Lord. He discharged his semen. You understand? But my Guru Maharaj says, this is test. If you see a naked woman, you will not be agitated, then you have bona fide. Really develop attraction to Krishna. That is the attraction. In Maya, Prakriti Mohini Sita. Gita says. You understand? Mourning and chanting, external and chanting. Outcome is unlimited misery. Jahi sansara bhoga dukkha jona evadi. Adyanta vanta kaunte anate suramate buddha. Gita says this. You understand? Don't understand. This Maya's enchantment. This material enjoyment. You understand? Sanspurshas of bhoga, sense gratification. Getting pleasure by touch, touch sensation. You understand? Dukkha jona yayevati. It is the source of all misery. Adyanta vanto. It has beginning and has its end. It is temporary. And is unlimited misery. One is Buddha, learned person, and he is never attracted to us. You understand? Sure. If you are fool, he proves himself thereby. He is a fool. He is attracted to Maya. How will he be Guru? How will he be Guru? Huh? You understand? It's not coincidence, yes?
Does it mean that when somebody has been given the responsibility of becoming a guru, he should only accept disciples until he has achieved Krishna prem? Then only he should accept disciples.
Better.
So when Srila Prabhupada asked some of his disciples to take on that responsibility of initiating, does it mean those who had fall downs
should have waited till they had reached that level.
They should have been conscious towards their responsibility. You understand? I was not prepared, for I am an unworthy person, an unqualified person, but my Guru Maharaj is so kind. He gives me such a big responsibility. Guru means a being. You understand? Not light. Guru means a being. A big responsibility. But I must prepare myself for it. Carry out such responsibility. To take off such responsibility, and be responsible. Isn't it? Without preparation? Why do you ask that?
Otherwise, one is sure to commit an offense by saying that Prabhupada made a mistake. How?
Prabhupada, why Prabhupada made a mistake?
No,
what? Prabhupada gave you chance. Prabhupada is so kind, so merciful. He gave you chance. Be responsible. Be qualified. You understand? Mahaprabhu says, more adhyana guru hoya taro hi. I order you, we become guru and deliver to the Lord. That order has come up to my guru. So he gave you the opportunity. He gave you chance. To qualify yourself. To be serious. You understand? Yes. But you don't qualify yourself. You think yourself, oh no, I have become very great. Paramahansa. What is that? What is that? The sheer foolishness. Nothing. The sheer foolishness. You are not conscious of your responsibility. You are not conscious of your very weak, negligible, insignificant position. You understand? And we have that thing also. Three categories. Uttama Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari. Three categories of Vaishnavas. And all may be gurus. If someone accepts Kanishtha Adhikari, that person will lead you up to the point to which he has gone. How can he lead you beyond that? Isn't it? Because he has gone up to that point only. He knows up to that point only. He cannot lead you beyond that. You understand? Similarly, Madhyama Adhikari. But it's better to accept that Uttama Adhikari. Best. You understand? But when there is dearth of Uttama Adhikari, then accept Madhyama. Or if no Madhyama you can find, then accept Kanishtha. But you should be always eager out to get superior person. You understand? And Krishna will help you. Because you are very eager. Krishna is in the Brahma. And that should be done. And this, there is no harm. Take permission from the previous guru and go to the superior guru. That is done. That is enjoy the Dharma. But you don't have to accept. It is not offense. You understand?
In the West, West means our society in Islam. Sometimes they justify by saying you can take shelter of Prabhupada, and then if you argue that, well, if he was a guru, then why did he fall down? They would, and so he's not bona fide. If that's your argument, then they would say,
You mean Prabhupada made a mistake in making him a guru?
Yes.
I was just saying, that is the way they argue like that.
Argument is not sound. It is not sound. It is not sound. Prabhupada gave his chance. Prabhupada is so merciful. You should understand your guru. Well, you should understand him. Without understanding, without knowing him, if you go, then what will happen? The outcome will be this, fall down. Isn't it? Yes.
It would seem very difficult for a conditioned soul to actually become guru. It seems very difficult. It seems like only a nitya siddha. It seems like only a nitya siddha could really be guru.
Yes. One may not be nitya siddha, but he should be kripa siddha. You understand? Kripa siddha. By getting the mercy of kripa become siddha. No kripa siddha. Guru can do that thing.
You can do that.
Yes.
You can get free consider.
Yes.
And then you can become guru.
But I say this is reciprocal.
Yeah.
Reciprocal, not one-sided, Baba.
Maharaj, you said that we should always seek the association of advanced devotees.
Yes.
When Srila Prabhupada left the planet, some of his disciples, they took shelter of Sridhar Maharaj in Navadvip because they felt they needed spiritual guidance. But because of that, they were rejected from our movement. So what is that?
Thereby they committed mistake.
Who committed mistake?
They left the Prabhupada system. Prabhupada had said that thing. If you have some philosophical doubt, you cannot clarify among yourself. You may go to Sridhar Maharaj. He knows philosophy very well and very elevated person. Have philosophy for the clarification of philosophical doubt.
Yes.
Or accept some things from him. But why do you leave Prabhupada's system?
Well, it seems what happened is some people, they took shelter of Sridhar Maharaj, and naturally, because he was giving some instruction, they became attached to him,
yes,
and also accepted him as guru.
Yes.
And then it was
constructed in a Sikha guru.
Sikha guru, yes. But because of this, it seems that our society rejected them rather than they rejected our society in some cases.
Let me be excused. The Sikha Vaishnava, Sridhar Maharaj, the Vaishnava, I pay my obeisances, he is my guru, he is the birth brother of my guru. But he should have thought, this ISKCON devotees, don't leave ISKCON. Take Sikha from me. You have some doubts, I clarify. I am prepared to clarify your doubts, but don't leave this one. Why didn't you teach this thing? That is the real question. Vaishnava Amani Manada. Mahaprabhu's teaching. It is respect to others. Never demand respect. What? Therefore, I beg the skill that is seen in the body. Understand me?
So, it is alright for Srila Prabhupada disciples to accept another Shiksha Guru or a Shiksha Guru, but they should not leave ISKCON.
Why? Why should they leave ISKCON?
Well, some people, I spoke to one devotee who had taken shelter of Sridhar Maharaj, and he said that his life was made very difficult within ISKCON, and he could no longer preach. He was so restricted, therefore, in order to preach, he left ISKCON.
What difficulty is there? What difficulty is there? Preaching the message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, I will help you. Ethan Abadi Betomai Bishoy Koranga, Punarapi Jhaipari Lorsa. I assure you, I'll protect you, I'll help you,
will never be affected by Maya. Then, you have no faith in Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then you will put into difficulty. So they felt extremely difficult. Don't be afraid of difficulty. Don't be afraid of danger. Don't be afraid of problems. Krishna is there. His representative Guru is there. They are always with you. Then say, they are always prepared to help you. And these dangers, these problems, difficulties will help you to become fixed. You understand? Become fixed. So they are welcome. Dr. Kunti Devi says, Vibhada Asantu, Tasaswa Tatra Tatra Jagadguru. Why did she say like that?
Because she could always remember Krishna.
Yes.
If she was in difficulty.
Because difficulties, dangers, problems help one to be more attached to Krishna and completely attached. Unless there is difficulty, there is problem, there is danger, one should not turn his face towards Krishna. Why? I am in fool's paradise. I am okay. One thinks, I am in fool's paradise. I am okay. But he is in danger. He cannot understand it. You understand? So, the difficulties, the problems, the obstructions, the dangers, they are in disguise, mercy, Krupa. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj says, accept all the sufferings. You understand? In this material world, at the mercy of the Supreme Lord.
It's trying to avoid these sufferings that come, these difficulties, trying to avoid them, is that like the tendency for liberation, desiring liberation, freedom from difficulty?
Why are you afraid of difficulty? Let there be difficulty. What happens?
Some people just don't like difficulty. They like everything very easy.
Don't choose such path, easy going path.
Pardon?
Don't choose such path, easy going path. You cannot get mercy of the Lord. That's difficulty, that's problems. And pray to Krishna from the core of your heart. Karpanyam. Aptani khepe karpanyam. Sarvidha saranagati. You see? Karpanyam. One of the symptoms of completely surrendered soul. Six symptoms, out of six symptoms. This one. Unless there's difficulties, unless there's problems, unless there's obstruction, there's no question of karpanyam. It gives the opportunity to you to become to develop this karpanya. So it is welcome.